Good morning, good morning, good morning. Lisa here. This is Lisa 6 and 3, and here is God's strength for you and me this day. Our scripture reading is coming from 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5, another very familiar scripture. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, for casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Though we walk in the flesh, though you are human, you know, people say, I'm just human. We know you're just human. We're all just human. But guess what? We don't war in this thing, this human stuff. We don't war in the humanness of our humanism. You know, we don't war in the flesh, because warring in the flesh is carnal. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are not of the flesh. When you're battling in your flesh, you're battling with evil spirits, evil thoughts. The strong man is the man that you give the most strength to. So who are you feeding today? Are you feeding yourself on the word of God? Or are you feeding yourself on the things of the world, the carnal things? When people say, oh, they just carnal, meaning they are fleshy. But when you are spiritual, you think spiritual, you respond in a spiritual way. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God. Our weapons are mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds, y'all. Whatever we need to fight is in God. As a matter of fact, the battle has already been won. The victory is, that's what it says in Revelation, that we have the victory. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. We have to remember how to fight. Remember that the war has already been won. So when the enemy comes to you, you just go ahead and tell him, hey, I've got victory. Can't no devil in hell stop me. Right? You just let the devil know, I have the victory through Christ Jesus. But you have to feed yourself. Feed the strong man, the word of God. Whatever the strong man is in your life, it is what you feed. So let Christ be the strong man in your life, because we can't fight nothing in this flesh, y'all. We gotta have the power of God. Yes, Lord. Thank you for the power. This has been Lisa with Lisa 6 and 3. Y'all go make it a wonderful day. And I'll see you tomorrow morning. Be blessed.